Aries, March 21st to April 19th. What potentials should you strive to ripen as the expansive planet Jupiter glides through your astrological house of connection, communication, and education in the coming months? I'll offer my intuitions. On the downside, there may be risks of talking carelessly, forging superficial links, and learning inessential lessons. On the plus side, you will generate good luck and abundant vitality if you use language artfully, seek out the finest teachings, and connect with quality people and institutions. In the most favorable prognosis I can imagine, you will become smarter and wiser. Your knack for avoiding boredom and finding fascination will be at a peak. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. Since 1969, Taurus singer-songwriter Willie Nelson has played his favorite guitar in more than 10,000 shows. His name for it is Trigger. Willie doesn't hold onto it simply for nostalgic reasons. He says it has the greatest tone he has ever heard in a guitar. Though bruised and scratched, it gets a yearly checkup and repair. Nelson regards it as an extension of himself, like a part of his body. Is there anything like Trigger in your life, Taurus? Now is a good time to give it extra care and attention. The same is true for all your valuable belongings and accessories. Give them big doses of love. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th, off the coast of West Africa is an imaginary place called Null Island. A weather buoy is permanently moored there. Geographers have nicknamed it Soul Buoy. It's the one location on Earth where 0 degrees latitude intersects with 0 degrees longitude. Since it's at sea level, its elevation is 0.2. I regard this spot as a fun metaphor for the current state of your destiny, Gemini. You are at a 000 point, with your innocence almost fully restored. The horizons are wide, the potentials are expansive, and you are as open and free as it's possible for you to be. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd, when I worked as a janitor at India Yoja restaurant in Santa Cruz, California, I did the best I could. But I was unskilled in the janitorial arts. I couldn't fix broken machines and I lacked expertise about effective cleaning agents. Plus, I was lazy. Who could blame me? I wasn't doing my life's work. I had no love for my job. Is there an even remotely comparable situation in your life, Cancerian? Are you involved with tasks that neither thrill you nor provide you with useful education? The coming months will be an excellent time to wean yourself from these activities. Leo, July 23rd, August 22, I foresee two possible approaches for you in the coming months. Either will probably work, so it's up to you to decide which feels most fun and interesting. In the first option, you will pursue the rewards you treasure by creating your own rules as you outfox the system's standard way of doing things. In the second alternative, you will aim for success by mostly playing within the rules of the system except for some ethical scheming and maneuvering that outflank the system's rules. My advice is to choose one or the other, and not try to do both. Virgo, August 23rd, Sept. 22, please note that during the next 12 months, I may seem a bit pushy in my dealings with you. I will encourage you to redefine and enhance your ambitions. I will exhort you to dream bigger. There may come times when you wish I wouldn't dare you to be so bold. I will understand, then, if you refrain from regularly reading my horoscopes. Maybe you are comfortable with your current type of success and don't want my cheerleading. But if you would welcome an ally like me, an amiable motivator and sympathetic booster, I will be glad to help you strive for new heights of accomplishment. Libra, September 23rd, October 22, 3 months after Rachel Denning bore her fourth child, she and her husband sold everything they owned and embarked on a nomadic life. They have been roaming ever since, adding 3 more kids along the way. She says they have become addicted to the personal transformation that travel extracts. She loves how wandering free causes you to be uncomfortable, to step out of the familiar and into the unknown. It compels you to see with new eyes and to consider things you had never been aware of. It removes preconceptions, biases, and small-mindedness. If you were ever going to flirt with Rachel Denning's approach, Libra, the next 12 months would be a favorable time. Could you approximate the same healing growth without globetrotting journeys? Probably. Homework. Ask your imagination to show you appealing ways to expand. Scorpio, October 23rd, November 2:1, among the Europeans who first settled in South America were Jews who had been forcibly converted to Christianity by Portuguese and Spanish persecutions. Centuries later, some families resolved to reclaim their Jewish heritage. They led a movement called La Sangre Llama, a Spanish phrase meaning, the blood is calling. I invite you to be inspired by this retrieval, Scorpio. The coming months will be an excellent time to commune with aspects of your past that have been neglected or forgotten. Your ancestors may have messages for you. Go in search of missing information about your origins. Sagittarius, November 22nd deck. 2:1. If you simply let the natural flow take you where it will in the coming weeks, you would become a magnet for both degenerative and creative influences. Fortunately, you are reading this oracle, which will help ensure the natural flow won't lead you toward degenerative influences. With this timely oracle, I am advising you to monitor and suppress any unconscious attractions you might have for bewildering risks and seemingly interesting possibilities that are actually dead ends. Don't flirt with decadent glamour or fake beauty, dear Sagittarius. Instead, make yourself fully available for only the best resources that will uplift and inspire you. Capricorn, December 22nd Jan. 1:9, Capricorn politician Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is campaigning to be U.S. president. But oops, he recently confessed that a parasitic worm once ate a portion of his brain, damaging his memory and cognitive skills. The worm is dead now, he assured us, as if that were a good reason to vote for him. Why am I bringing this up? Like most of us, you have secrets that if revealed might wreak at least a bit of mayhem. As tempting as it might be to share them with the world, perhaps in an effort to feel free of their burden, it's best to keep them hidden for now. Kennedy's brainworm is in that category. Don't be like him in the coming weeks. Keep your reputation and public image strong. Show your best facets to the world. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 1:8, the English and French word, amateur, comes from amatus, the past participle of the Latin word amare, which means, to love. According to one definition, an amateur is, someone who pursues sports, studies, or other activities purely for pleasure instead of for financial gain or professional advancement. In accordance with astrological omens, I encourage you to make this a featured theme in the coming months. On a regular basis, seek out experiences simply because they make you feel good. Engage in lots of playtime. At least part-time, specialize in fun and games. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th, good news, Pisces. In the coming weeks, one of your flaws will mysteriously become less flawed. It will lose some of its power to undermine you. If you engage in focused meditation about it, you could rob it of even more of its obstructive force. More good news, you will have an enhanced capacity to distinguish between skillful pretending and earthy authenticity. No one can trick you or fool you. Can you handle even more good news? You will have a skillful knack for finding imperfect but effective solutions to problems that have no perfect solution. Homework. What mediocre pleasure could you give up to better pursue a sublime pleasure? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com